WHPC Garden City. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts or guests on this radio station, which is owned and operated by Nassau Community College, are not the opinion of Nassau Community College, its administration, or its employees.
This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motormouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
Nice.
Oh, man, this is a... What a great place. What a great place. What a great day.
This really is. This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza. Good afternoon. Ray Guarino sitting with a whole bunch of people around the shop bench.
Oh, a lot of good friends here today, Chris. A lot of good friends. Hey, no, don't do that. Don't put that over here. Come on, get out of here.
Tell them not to put the drink on the bench over there.
These people just won't listen, you know?
Way too many people here in the studio and down in Motormouth Radio Central and over at the shop bench. Why? Because it's the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza going on. The best bits of 07 and 08.
This is our gift to you, the listeners and the callers, and of course, to our moms.
That's right, to our mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Absolutely.
We're going to start this off with a definite classic going on here because we got the greatest introduction. Let's see, what am I doing here? What are we going to find? All right, got to do this. Okay, good. Now I know where I am.
Keep the bar mic on.
I got to find the people.
Hey, the wings are here.
Cool.
I need napkins. Extra napkins, John. Come on.
I'm going to definitely get the board all sticky here, so save me some wings and a little sour cream would be nice.
Got it.
First bit is the best introduction that we ever had here at Motormouth Radio. It was from Steve Pellegrino, and this is how it sounds. When was it? It was back in when?
This was April 20th of 08. Steve, you listen up, man. You're on.
Here we go, here on the Motormouth Mother's Day extravaganza. Welcome back to Motormouth Radio. We are taking those calls.
Oh, my God, it's the Motormouths. They're so cool. Ooh, I love them. Ooh, ooh, Chris Switzer. Ooh.
I forgot Ray Guarino.
Ray Guarino.
No, I remembered. I was just dramatic pause.
All right.
Someone else needs a nap, too.
Steve Pellegrino with his latest hit.
Or soon-to-be-released single.
Or soon-to-be-released stroke.
On reel-to-reel tape. Good one, Stevie. Good one.
You can't get a better introduction than that right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza going on, playing the best bits of 2007 and 2008. And like you say, Ray, it's the gift that we give to you, the listener. Or us.
Because I think it's implied that they gave us the gift all year of being here for us. So we had to think of something to torture them with at the end of the year, right? And of course, our end of the year wouldn't be December like everybody else.
No, of course. We have to do something in the middle. Just the middle of spring, I guess you want to call it. Well, anyway, got the crowds going on here. Place is filling up, which is very nice. And we have a basic love for our callers. I've come to realize that. One of our regulars, Christian, has a knack for letting us listen in on what his vehicles actually sound like. He played us an entire motorcycle drag race back on May 4th. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. But here's where he gets a little bit simpler with another one of his vehicles.
Christian, listen up, man. Get that bike out of the way. Come on. He's got the drag bike in the bar.
How did he get that in here?
I don't know. The front door's wide. I don't know.
So what the heck was that?
What, this?
That,
I'm messing with the tractor right now.
Oh, okay. Mr. Haney over here.
Wait, I'll see if it'll start.
Go ahead.
Hold on. 6 volt. You know, it takes a little bit to get it going.
Sounds like a 6-string bass.
Sounds like us.
Come on, baby. Almost. Hold on. Here we go.
All right. Woo! Nice. Nice. It lives.
Don't crank that fast.
No.
Neither do we.
Neither do we. You got to put a deep cycle marine battery in that thing.
Oh.
I think that's going to make the highlight tape. Definitely did make the highlight tape. That was our caller, Christian, with his tractor.
That was great.
That was pretty good.
Christian, man, next year we want a drag boat or something. We had the drag bike. I don't know. You'll come up with something, I'm sure. One of those pickup trucks or something.
I'm sure he will.
Go back to that Amstel you got there. It's all right.
You know, answering the phone here at Motormouth Radio, sometimes you never know who's really going to call us up.
And, sometimes.
It's almost like, you know, it's like jumping out of an airplane. I like to describe anytime I hit the button and say, hi, you're on with the Motomouths. It's definitely like jumping out of an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
So there, we have a caller that got us on a pretty much a completely different topic. So let's hear it now on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Sorry.
But while I was sitting there taking a break from the front end, I looked over at my fence and I realized how to fix my fence gate because I saw it from a different perspective again.
You saw it from the dog's perspective.
Exactly. Same as the ball joint diagnosis. So certain things work well.
So basically, our advice is if you have a problem with your car, get on the ground.
Well, actually, yeah, all that stuff, that's all the good news.
We'll go to the bad news after this call.
Okay.
Hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, is this for Rita Monte?
No, this is Motormouth Radio.
You're live on the air right now, ma'am.
Yes.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
You called the radio show.
Do you have a question about your car?
I'm on the air. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bello.
Ciao, Bello.
Tutte bene.
Yeah.
But is it questo italiano?
Piccolo. Tutte piccolo.
Io sono nella chiesa.
Ah, fanabla.
Sto chiamando dalla Pennsylvania.
Oh, is that direzione to Pennsylvania?
Eastern.
Eastern Pennsylvania? We can give you directions there. That's about it.
Okay. Ciao, bello. Grazie.
Tutte bene. Prego.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Hey, that was fun. Okay.
I think she got all the Italian I know.
Yeah, me too.
516-572-7440. That's the phone number for any question about your car or any impromptu Italian. We can help you out.
Hey, and listen, on that note, the ziti with the olive vodka sauce just got here, so we have to eat up Italiano stuff.
Nice. Can I get the napkin? I'll stick it in my collar, in my shirt collar.
I thought that's what you had there already.
No, that's my 70s tie.
Let me tell you, things are getting fast and loose around here, folks. At the end of this show, I don't know if we'll be comprehensive anymore. I think we are now. What's up next, Chris? I know we ought to have something good coming up.
Yeah, talking about the phone, we have an incident where our very own Motormouth Radio manager, Rob Leonard, leaves a little something behind in the studio while we were on the air. So this is pretty interesting. Check it out right here on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza, right here on Motormouth Radio.
The GM Ecotec engine, the Ecotec four-cylinder that they're putting in the HHR and the Cobalt. Those engines make a ton of power.
Excuse me a second. This message is for Rob Leonard. Come in here and get your damn phone. Yeah, it's ringing.
We don't know where it is.
Did you take your shoes out of the studio too, Robbie?
Anyway. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, right. Here he comes.
I'm sorry.
So, don't worry about it. It's only the ninth time you've done it, Rob.
So that's I'm sorry, man. Uh-huh. I didn't mean it. Uh-huh. I took my sneakers out of here. Come on.
All right.
You know? Don't blame me.
Well, answer your phone. It's probably Mom.
No, it's not Mom.
Oh, it's not Mom?
I would have already started talking.
All right.
As the Motormouth manager,
yes?
I deserve just a little bit of leeway.
That's what you got, a little bit. Now get out.
Get out of here. Get out of here, Rob.
Although that was the fastest I've ever seen you move.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never seen you move that fast.
He took the cod liver oil pill.
Yeah, I have
before.
A new phone now.
What?
I have a new phone now.
I know. Now
Hold
I have,
on, by the way.
Now I have to get rid of my phone because my phone is exactly the same as your phone, and I don't ever want to
be... We had the same previous phones.
That's right. And that's why I got rid of my phone, because I don't want to be as technically advanced as you. I want to be more advanced.
You have the same phone.
I know, but you have the technical advancement of a rock.
That's not true.
You're not technical, young man.
But at least my phone now doesn't call... random family members, because my old phone would be in my pocket or something. I'd be at a bar and it moves around and somehow it would switch over. My brother has a tape 20 minutes of me in a bar talking. He got rid of it, but he had it for a while.
I'd get rid of it too.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Rob? He goes, Rob, you know, it was on my answer, it was 20 minutes. I think it was you. And I go, it had to be.
Can you at least say you were in your car and it did it, so we have car content in this story?
Okay, I'll try that. Okay.
I was in the middle of a story here. Now I lost my track. I lost my...
Blame Robbie.
I will.
You can blame me. You can blame me.
Hey, I blame you.
Oh, jeez. And I'm still blaming Rob.
Always blame Rob.
I still forgot the rest of that story. We never did get back to it. Ah, man, that was great.
You know, we have many walk-on guests here during the past year, and of course, Stephanie Lombardo, who is the host of the Retro Mix, decided to tell us about some of her brake maladies. And on top of getting some brilliant advice, she learned about one of the Motormouth Radio famous rules of the radio.
That was a mouthful.
And I think Rob was talking about it here as well.
Especially with that wig in your mouth. That was tough. Come on, here's another beer. Drink up, buddy.
Let's get to it right now on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Stephanie Lombardo is here. We should just watch
Stephanie,
her put music away.
How you doing?
Hi, Steph.
How are you?
Catching your retro mix. It's really cool.
Oh, thank you. I'm catching your show. It's really cool, too.
Well, you're on it now.
You have any car questions?
I am on it. Really? Well, my mom's car, for one, keeps making this weird sound when it breaks. Like, it sounds like a dog. I'm serious. I don't know why.
What's the noise sound like?
What is the noise? Yeah.
Ah! It sounds like. You want me to say it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do the noise. You have to do the noise.
It goes like, ah! When you break.
Nice. Wait a minute. Wait a second. Do that noise again.
No, not that
enough.
Come
on. All noises have to be done twice on the show.
I don't think so.
We'll stop the show dead if you don't do it twice.
We do them twice.
Come on, we have to
do it. You do? Yeah. Then you do it.
No. Your noise.
Oh, gosh.
Come
it
on.
Sounds like...
Thank you.
That's where it goes.
That's a great noise.
Sounds like the wheels are locking up.
Thank you.
You sure it's not someone screaming in the back seat because you're sliding into a...
Yeah, or it could be just a dog trapped in the engine. I don't know.
It's the schnauzer in the back seat.
Exactly. I have no idea.
Tell your mom she needs brake pads.
I don't know what it is. It probably is brake pads.
I hope she got that car fixed, but the dog impression was great.
And then I think after a while it turned into a cat noise.
Yeah, we morphed that into a couple things, yeah.
So keeping the Motormouth Radio Extravaganza going, because we're playing the best bits of 2007 and 2008. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer, talking more of our callers.
Oh, this is classic, this one.
One of our favorite callers, Liz.
Who not
only likes the show, but has the greatest way of saying the word synthetique.
Yes.
I don't think I even spelled that
she
correctly.
She really got you going, boy.
And her reaction to the offer from Ray.
Let's see.
Which was pretty good. Right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
Yeah.
All right, Liz. Thanks.
Okay, well, I am talking about you a lot all around. You know, people, I say you should be on WHPC on Sunday and Thursday because
excellent.
You always have something very interesting to say about cars, about motorcycles. You're the best.
Liz, drop us an email.
Thank you so much.
What?
Drop us an email at motormouthradio@ncc.edu. It's on the website. You can get off the website. And drop us an email with your address. I'll send you a T-shirt and a bumper sticker.
Oh, you will?
Yes, I will.
Oh, my God, you're the best.
Yeah, we try.
Oh, my God. No, don't put that on the air. Hello?
No.
I'm looking for a nice guy to motorcycling. Goldwyn, I want, and somebody who is not crazy on the road.
Okay, we'll keep our eyes open.
Oh, yeah, right. You don't even have my number or anything.
No, like I said, you drop us an email, then we'll have your email address and we can correspond.
Repeat that again.
Motormouthradio@ncc.edu.
E-D-U.
Yeah.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
You're welcome, Liz.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks, Liz.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I want to get this in under the wire.
I love Liz.
Liz is great. She is great. And I hope she's listening.
One of our favorite callers. That was the greatest reaction to a T-shirt I have ever heard. This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, playing the best bits of 2007, 2008. Stick around because we have... We'll be talking about Steve Linden's seating position, Pat Seppi's crawling back into the house, and of course what Dennis did on Thanksgiving.
And look at all those Motormouth T-shirts out in the crowd, Chris. They're really starting to amass at about 12:15. Check this out. We're drawing a crowd, buddy. We're drawing a crowd.
Certainly are, right here on Motormouth Radio.
More ice, Johnny. More ice. Come on.
your one-hour automotive talk show.
Got a car question? Give the Motormouths a call at 516-572-7440.
This is a potted plant. You can't see it because this is radio.
You're listening to the Motormouths.
Now we'll hear Ben playing Mozart's Violin Concerto.
Ben's rendition is awful, because he's playing a violin with a banana. But bananas could help you become a better violin player. Eating fruits with potassium and other nutrients help your muscles work better. So when it comes to making music, bananas can be instrumental after all. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now we'll hear Mozart's Violin Concerto.
Ben's rendition is awful because he's playing a violin with...
Have a question about your car or someone else's car? Then give the Motormouths a call, 516-572-7440.
Welcome back to Motormouth Radio. This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, playing the best bits of 2007, 2008. Ray Guarino.
It's a good amaretto martini. I tell you, Pete behind the bar, he knows what to do. You gotta get this guy in every week.
Party's going strong here at Motormouth Radio Central and here in the studio and over at the shop bench.
Ray's drunk. And he doesn't care.
You know, Motormouth Radio has had some varied guests over the past year. One of them was author and auto appraiser extraordinaire Steve Linden.
Steve, good to see you, buddy.
We've got on the subject of shifters, pedals, and seating positions. Steve had an interesting story to tell right here on the Extravaganza. Check it out.
Which I've been working on my Fiat a lot. I've been in and out of that car 1,000 times. And I've come to the conclusion that...
Yeah, you're still nuts.
Well, we know that. But the I'm sure that Italians, the native Italians, must have had, you know...
A sense of humor as well.
6-foot arms and feet shaped like bananas to operate these motor vehicles. I swear to God. Really. And the Triumphs as well.
Wait,
come on.
Wait a minute. What shape? Like a banana?
The feet.
Oh.
It's the way the pedals are set. I mean, I got, you know, gas, brake, clutch, you know, standard layout. And the problem is, if they would have put that clutch pedal a little further to the left, I wouldn't hit the brake with my left foot. You know, I'm actually going to go, and I know the Triumphs, like, your TR6 isn't as bad. The Spitfires and, like, the MG Midgets.
Yeah.
You got to have, like, you got to have the Italian, you know, the
Capizios.
The roach kicker shoes to work those pedals. Or you have to have a foot shape like a banana. I'm actually going to take...
I'm going to go put on my roach-kicking shoes now.
Last year, I took the rubber off the clutch pedal, and I put on a piece of sticky... it's like for decking, like by the pool. It's that sandy sandpaper.
Yeah, yeah.
I put that on there so I could get a little bit of grip on the pedal.
Well, the way my pedals are in the Triumph is literally you have to have your feet straight up with your ankles buried into the carpet.
Yeah, that's about right.
Your legs are straight out. Your knees are locked.
Yeah.
It's a very comfortable position.
And like I said, now, in that position, then you have what they call, and I didn't coin this. Someone else did. It was the Italian bus driver position, because the steering wheel is kind of set up and you have to have arms this long, so hence the 6-foot arms, you know, and then you're short, you know, so you gotta have the seat far enough close so you can hit the, well, Steve's a little taller, so you can get the pedals, and now meanwhile, you know, you're like,
meanwhile you gotta, you know,
stuff.
Adjust your banana.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I drove a Ferrari 308 this week for the first time.
Nice.
Wow.
And no, not really. Yeah. Not really.
Really?
No. Made wonderful sounds and handled like it was on rails, but it's funny what you're talking about with your feet, because I was actually faced with a decision when I got into the car. Uh-huh. I had a decision between steering or shifting.
Yeah.
There was no way I could do both. The steering wheel, my legs didn't fit between the seat and the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And if I adjusted properly, the pedals were just like you said. They're crunched together.
I said this was native Italian.
One or the other.
And then what I did in my car, I had the stock shifter was rather tall. I'm like, man, they give this like rowboat an oar in here.
Right.
And it's an internal rail shifter, so it really has the propensity to give a nice quick shift. I went in there and I cut the shifter down.
I
braised it, I dropped it, like, I took a good clean inch and a half out of it, and now I got a nice little clicky shifter out of the thing.
I feel pretty clicky right now.
Mr. Clicky Shifter himself.
Yeah.
Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. We're playing the best bits of 07 and 08 right here at Motormouth Radio. It's the reason why we do this is because we never...
Yeah, why do we do this?
Yeah, we never were able to get a guest on Mother's Day.
Look at the guests we got today, though.
Right, look at the extravaganza we have before us now.
Wow.
Playing these best bits, and we're going to keep them going right now. Let's go back to January 6th, beginning of the year. You know, it was Ray's transmission mishap. Remember that?
It was Linda's car, the Mazda.
Uh-huh. It got Pat Seppi from Dial Transmission in Merrick on the show. And here he is telling the Motormouths how he actually got into the business because he said it was a little unique how he was able to do it on the Motormouth Radio.
How you're up, man.
The Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
Some of the funny stories. I mean, I broke into this business with my father.
Right, right.
You know, and probably over the course of the first 4 or 5 years I worked for him, I probably quit and or got fired like six times, now, which...
How long has that been? How long has that been since you've been doing it?
That was like my career in radio.
I took it over in officially in 84.
Okay.
You know, and my father kind of phased himself out of the business. But, you know, it's not like, you know, the Trumps where everybody's happy and you're making a ton of money. You know,
right,
you're working
right.
for your father.
Yeah.
You know, it's no walk in the park. And once you, when you get fired or you quit,
right.
you know, dinner's a little tough.
Sneaking
into the wind,
food.
Climbing through windows at night.
Right, right.
You know, because he wants to kill you.
Exactly. Well, and of course, you know, and now he's a trainee guy too. So, you know, most trainee guys are, you know, are fit. They've been in the business. They got strong hands. You know, you get that meat coming across the window.
Yeah, plus that World War II generation didn't kid around.
Yeah,
you know?
No, not at all.
You know, I think he broke me into the business to teach me a lesson because I didn't go to 12th grade, you know.
Yeah,
but that
kind
of backfired. What, you know,
and you talk about, you know, leaving or quitting. I'm sure there's, you know, you got the other side of the spectrum. You got employees to deal with too. That's what a lot of people don't realize. You know, you're a manager.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, you got to keep everybody happy.
That's got to drive you nuts.
Yeah, listen, this is, I think any business, especially skilled blue collar, this is not an easy industry.
Well, Pat said it right, man.
Definitely not an easy industry. I like, you said big hands.
Yeah, World War II generation. You put it together.
They don't take any poop. This is the Extravaganza brought to you every Mother's Day by your favorite Motormouths here at Motormouth Radio. And the party is still going strong, as you can hear.
Hell yeah.
Sounded very, very good.
I can't see the front door anymore from over here. Yeah, another Amaretto Martini. Junior, bring it over. You know what I want. Just run the tab. Go on. Give it to Chris on the way out. He'll pay the bill. Hey, two of our favorites are coming up. I see him in the back. I see him way in the back over there.
Andrew and Dina Parisi from Tweak Your Racing joined the Motormouths back in March. Andrew had something to say about what the press thinks about having a female drag racer on the team.
It's like how I feel about this show.
What, we have female drag racers on our team?
Well, let the people figure it out. I don't know.
Here it is on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
That's the thing. We were talking about the street racing before. Mm-hmm. I just read something yesterday that was very interesting about the illegal street racing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the whole big hoo-ha going on out here about not mm-hmm. having a track, which is really, really such a shame.
Mm-hmm.
They had done that article, which was supposed to be about us, and wound up being, yet again...
About Dina.
Yeah. Now, that was in Newsday.
That was, yes.
I got to tell you something. Just interject a little.
15 years of drag racing?
Yeah.
Haven't been on any front covers.
John, you know, Andrew, you know...
I've had two.
I might not say much, but those things I'll say.
Andrew, let's say you're not a bad-looking guy, but you're just not as cute.
Yeah,
you know.
I heard that.
I got to say this. I read that article. I was sitting at home, and I read it, and I took it out. I said, you know what? These would be great people to have on our show. They're local. And I put it aside, and there was absolutely no contact information.
I know he forgot to put the website and everything.
And I emailed them, and they sent me nothing. So I held the article for about a month. I said, you know what? This is
and my hair salon was in there, too. Could have called the hair salon.
Well, if I needed an appointment, I would have, you know. But I'm not long enough for a perm right now, so I had to pass on that. Thanks anyway, Dina.
You can get your back shaved, though, if you like.
There's an idea.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe we can get Rob in there, too.
Oh.
It's the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, playing the best bits of 2007-2008 on your Mother's Day 2008. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. Hope you're having a safe one. Be safe on the road as well.
Chris, listen, yeah, we've been having a lot of fun, and it is a really good Mother's Day so far, but I think we should get a little serious. We got to have at least one serious bit in here. Can you help me out with that, maybe?
You know, I never thought that the show was ever going to make an impact on anybody.
Well,
I really didn't.
Define impact.
Impact that didn't involve a plumage of smoke.
In a positive way, right.
Yes.
Well, it did.
Well, it's true. Our sergeant-at-arms, Dennis Kulak, was on the show back in November to talk about what he does every Thanksgiving. And the little part that Motormouth Radio had to do with it. So check it out right here on Motormouth Radio, the Mother's Day Extravaganza.
So Dennis, got to ask you,
yeah,
what'd you do on Thanksgiving?
Okay.
Come on.
I met some homeless veterans from the, we call it Yaphank Shelter. It's actually Suffolk County United Veterans. It's a shelter in Yaphank that was actually an old hotel at one time, or an old motel that was donated. The population there is in the area 25 to 30 guys on an average basis. I've been doing this for a few years. I had seven guys physically show up at the diner, and another four that couldn't be there due to illness, or actually two guys had to stay on duty at the shelter, so we sent back dinners for them.
I was curious when you wrote that. What do they do? What do you mean they were on duty at the shelter?
Well, somebody has to be by the phones and just keep an eyeball.
Okay, I thought there might have been personnel to do that. I didn't know that the vets would actually do that. But who better than the vet?
And somebody's got to be there if there's some type of emergency arises or whatever. So a couple of guys couldn't make it for that reason, and we sent back dinners for them.
Nice. So you brought the homeless veterans to the diner and gave them a Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, yeah, in a roundabout way. They have a transport van that physically brings them there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had dinner with me, and Dale stopped in for a while and had coffee and talked to the guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I had six Vietnam era veterans and one Desert Storm veteran.
Wow.
Who I turned into an Army guy by accident. He was actually in the Air Force.
Oh, well, that's okay. I made a West Point graduate an ensign, so what the, you know, right? I mean, what the heck?
I just stayed quiet.
Yeah, good thing.
But the essence of this is that it's not me. I'm just make a phone call. The people who are really involved are people like the Centurion Cruisers, the Long Island GTO Club, the Long Island Military Vehicle Club. There's a few private parties involved. And you have a listener named Jay.
We want to talk about this listener. Yeah.
And I neglected to get this fella's last name. We're having dinner, and I see the maitre d' motioning towards me with this fella. And the guy comes over and he goes, I just came down to make a donation because I heard it on the Motor Mouth radio. I said, well, you know, I appreciate that and everything. Now, we're out in the sticks of Suffolk County
compared to
here. And I'm talking to the guy. And then it dawns on me, I says, how did you get the show out here? Because I can't get it out here. He goes, no, I get the show in Hempstead. I said, wait a minute. You drove from Hempstead to the diner to make a donation.
And I know what that trip feels like.
In holiday traffic. He says, yeah. I said, well, you know.
I got to tell you, Dennis, when Chris and I left on Thursday, your call was in the last segment of the show. And it really solidified and gave us a purpose for that show, because at least it was a real feel-good segment that we know. Because we know what you're about. We know what you do. We weren't, you know, we're not surprised. And I know that you've done that in the past. But it really capped off the show nicely. It gave us a real good feel-good.
Yeah.
And we felt like it was a good reason to come in today to actually get that on the air and talk about it. And then we found out after that from you that this fellow Jay had come out there. That really capped it. I mean, yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
Because it was a kind gesture that we didn't even expect. That was the joy of that show, especially the show Thursday. But what made that show special was how unexpected it all was. Ray and I walked into the studio thinking, oh, we're just going to be talking to ourselves for the next, you know, hour.
I wanted to play Alice's Restaurant twice and go out and have coffee.
And it was surprising, really surprising, that we actually got calls and we had listeners and we were talking, you know, talking back and forth to them. And it was really cool. But then we got your call. It was so unexpected and so cool about what you did, the kind gesture. And as Ray and I were walking out after the show, after saying, wow, it was a really good show. And then we said, do you think anybody's going to show up to make a donation? And we're like, I don't know, maybe not.
Wildest dreams, yeah.
Well, right. I think it might have helped that you said the location of the place like 74 times.
Yeah. Well, Chris is good at that. He's a pro. He is a professional, so he does what he's doing. It's a local thing.
Yes.
It's a personal thing. It's a humanistic thing, and it's all right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just very happy to be part of it in the little part that we had. Just by having the microphones turned on, that helped, you know, one more person get involved who wanted to join the cause. And that just wrapped it all up. It really, I haven't found the correct words yet, but I hope the message conveys.
The correct word is good.
Good it was.
It was good. We did make an impact on that day. We thought we were going to walk into an empty studio and talk to ourselves for an hour on Thanksgiving 2007.
And everyone's got someone to thank. We thank Dennis. Hats off to you, D.
That's true.
Big man.
That's true. This is the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, the best bits of 2007, 2008. Got a lot more stuff coming your way. We'll be talking about the Bronc and bicycles, Neil Miller and Camaros, and when I lose my mind.
Speaking of a lot more on the way, that plate of Striadel just came by. Grab somewhere else for me, will you? Come on.
Sounds good. I'm going to put my finger in that.
Get it out of where it is.
It's the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza right here on Motor Mouth Radio.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said the Motor Mouth thing.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
You have a short in your horn.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
An unbeliever now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Have a question about your car or someone else's car? Then give the Motormouths a call, 516-572-7440.
Welcome back to Motormouth Radio. We are taking those calls, 516-572-7440 on this Motormouth Mother's Day extravaganza.
Well, the phones aren't working right now, Chris. We don't have them on at the remote location here, but I know you just programmed to say that. Yeah, don't call us on Thursday.
You're right, I am programmed to say it.
We probably couldn't put together two lucid words in it.
You know, it's funny
because after each other,
it's true. I'm doing 8,000 things at once, so sometimes you have to actually say something that's just
shake that martini for me, please. 8,001, thank you. I knew you could do it.
All right. Okay, so we're not taking the calls because we're playing the bits.
So we need Brock, and Mike, Brock and Landon. Listen up, man. You guys are up next.
You're right. So don't call right now because we won't have any room for those bits. We'll be calling on Thursday and every day up until the next Mother's Day. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer, and let's go right to the bits right now. You know, this is probably the part of the show where the unofficial mayor of Sparks, Nevada, the Bronc, will probably call in. And here's a bit where he's actually in the studio with Mike, the attack mechanic. He's on the phone, and he's telling a story about a certain hole shot.
Yeah, what fun that was.
Yeah, here it is on the Mother's Day extravaganza.
Ask him about one day in high school with his hot rod Corvette doing 110 in front of the school.
That was a great
ride.
During
school.
That was a great ride.
And then hit the fence.
And you left out the bicycle rack.
Yeah, that too.
And the 22 bikes that I had to pay for.
Uh-huh.
True story.
Quick story. Go ahead. What happened?
This was in the early 70s, and I just finished putting together a 63 Corvette with a fully worked 454.
All right.
456 gear, a bog one, a T10.
Mm-hmm.
10-inch Craig is in the rear. So at that time, make sure the motor is good. What you do is you rev it up, and then you pop it, and then you seat the motor, and then you take it apart, and you retorque it. That's the way we learned how to do it. So if anything was loose, broken, or blown, it was going to let go.
Got it.
Now, Long Beach High School, they have the building on one side. They have the bus route coming down the center. There's an overpass going into the gymnasium building.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one lane of traffic where the buses come in, drop the kids off, and then leave the school premises. The auto shop was at the west end of the building. Gymnasium was in the center of the building, so to speak, with the overhang.
Across
the street, right on the other side of the roadway. The bicycle rack was at, I guess, would be the eastern center part of the building.
And getting out my map? Okay.
No. The bike rack was on the west side, on the other side.
Yeah, it's on the gym side.
Just so we're clear. Okay.
Well, to make a long story short, I take the car out, I rev it up, I open up the side exhaust, so I got straight open headers. I popped it. I guess it was about 3,500, 3,800. Came out a little too hard, right? So the car launched. Wheels came off the ground. I said, wow, this is great. So what do? You power shift.
I would.
Yeah, I did. lost control of the vehicle. I mean, the car went side to side to side to side, jumped the curb, hit 22 bicycles, took the whole rack out. All right.
Do you think that says something about right? A culture? Then, no one rides bicycles anymore.
Well, we just finished the paint job on it. We just had this beautiful paint job on the car. Mm-hmm. Hit the bicycle rack.
Oh, that paint job was the ugliest thing in the world.
Oh, what do you know? Okay, look in the mirror. You want to see ugly. Yeah. Well, don't forget, this was in the early 70s when it was painted. It was done in 22 coats of silver sparkle with a candy apple base. With a multi-layer,
it looked like poop.
It was ribbons. It was the,
I know the ribbon job.
Yeah.
It looked like it went through a wind tunnel, and somebody was shoveling manure at the same time.
In its day, that was
in
a hot paint job.
That was a hot paint job.
Was there some pink and blue in there?
Yeah, it was the blues, the violets, and purples. It was
that was the deal today.
You know.
Yeah, but he left out the best part. Ray, one of the kids in the class, had a Mustang.
Yeah,
and he was doing hole shots with bleach. And when Steve shifted before he went airborne, he hit the bleach.
Oh, is that where I lost
and
it?
That's where he lost.
I thought I hit water. I always thought it was water. Okay. Mm-hmm. That'll do it to you. That's it. You know, the fun day. Yeah. The best part about it was this was during the middle of the school day. Everybody was outside cheering. Now, I knew I was going to get fired. There goes my job, my life, everything else.
You think?
The principal.
Well, he got lucky because him and John, the principal, they were ski buddies and motorcycle buddies, so. He got off lucky on that.
Yeah, all they said to me, opened the window, and I'll never forget this, from the third floor. Put it away. And that's all I've ever heard about
yes,
it.
Yes, sir. Yes, Dad.
Yes, Mom.
Leave it to Mikey, boy. He's got Brock right where he wants him. All those stories. Unbelievable.
Couldn't go through a Motormouth Mother's Day extravaganza without hearing from the Bronx, because we usually hear from him at the bottom of the hour.
I agree with the power shifting. No, I would have done the same thing.
I know you would have.
Get me behind the wheel of the car now, and you'll see some power shifting.
You've seen that bike rack, too.
Yes, I have. 30 years later.
The best bits of 2007 and 2008 on Mother's Day. It's the Motormouth Mother's Day extravaganza. Let's keep this rock and roll party going here. You know, one of the Bronx proteges, Neil the Mighty Mills Miller, and one of his students, John Ruvio, had a certain incident going on with their Camaro.
What a heartbreak.
Yeah, this really was. Talk about a bike rack.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. It made me cry.
This was a little bit worse than a bike rack, and you'll hear it right now on the Mother's Day extravaganza. Check it out.
John was in high school, but whatever, years ago. He decided he was going to restore his mother's original 1979 Camaro with a 5-liter, 302, 305 back then?
305, yeah.
305, back to its original shape.
That was when we last spoke to
a
you.
A lot Correct. Has happened since then.
Tell us.
Pick
tell
us up on the story.
Yeah, go ahead. What happened to the 79 Camaro?
At a high school, we had all new brakes. Every brake component
stainless steel brakes.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Everything new. A couple years after high school, I stuck a new Crate 350 in it.
Nice.
Why? Because I said don't do it, so.
Well, yeah, basically you ditch that old 305 because you really can't make any power.
No.
You can, but not enough.
Not enough. So 300 horse, Edelbrock intake, Edelbrock carb, headers.
Nice.
The whole, everything.
A lot of money.
The whole schmiggy.
The last step was to get the body.
Body work done.
Okay. What was wrong with the body?
I had a
little rust.
A little rust.
1979 paint. 1979 body quality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. A little right in the rear windows.
No, the windows weren't the problem. The rocker panel.
The quarters.
Passenger side rocker panel needed to be done.
Okay.
I searched every body shop on Long Island looking for.
They started laughing.
Yeah.
What?
In Long Island, they rather do quick Mercedes. Lincoln, BMWs, quickly get a lot of money from insurance.
Right.
They don't want project cars. They don't have the space for them.
Got it.
They call them rustorations.
Yes.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah. We've done a few ourselves.
Oh, right. Have some now.
Yeah, I got a couple sitting
there. Leaving off the name of the body shop, John.
Searched every body shop, found one, said they would do it, brought them the car. 3 days after the car is there, the building burns down.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, does this have a happy ending?
No.
No.
Oh, I was going to say, like, you got a great, you know, big settlement. You bought yourself a new vet.
Well, what happens? I mean, did you get, like, insurance on the car? Was the car insured at all?
Owner of the shop had no insurance.
Oh.
The owner of the building was not insured.
Oh, jeez.
It's a big, disgusting mess.
So basically, you didn't pick the right shop.
No, I picked the furthest thing from the right shop.
John got the baked-in finish.
Yeah, baked in, baked over,
baked over, exactly.
So now that car is, does the car still exist?
No.
Okay.
The car
with the new motor and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow.
In fact, John, your photographs, we could put it online.
Yeah, we can put them. Yeah. I'll bring them by.
Yeah.
Put them on.
Or email them to us.
Send them to us at motormouthradio@ncc.edu.
Okay.
And we'll be glad to throw that. I would love to see that. That definitely has to replace the car picture we have up there already.
Yeah. I tell you, speaking of the baked on finish, the burgers are here and they look really good, man. Extra onion, some mushroom on there. I can't wait to dig into this one there.
Extra onions. That's why everybody's got a collective sigh of bad breath.
I'll just wait.
It's our crowd.
It's going to be more than bad breath by the time we're done with these burgers.
Definitely our crowd. It's the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Best bits of 07-08. Keeping the bits going right here on your Sunday afternoon. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. You know, I love our what would you say, guests?
Yeah, yeah.
Love them. Love our callers. And sometimes you get the most unexpected things happening, just like when you hear about a Camaro burning to the ground.
And just like when that girl passed up to you now. Look at that. Where'd that come from? Put that back on. It's a public place. Jeez.
Speaking of unexpected, here's one of our regular callers, Vic, and how he relates to a computer.
Oh, this is great.
Check it out here.
Listen up, Vic.
On the Extravaganza.
Vic, how do you find these out-of-state meets?
Excuse me?
How do you find these out-of-state swap meets?
Oh, talk to a lot of people and have relatives that live close by.
Well, do me a favor. When you hear about them in advance, email us at motormouthradio@ncc.edu, and then we can get it up on the site. We can let other people know, and we might be able to go ourselves.
Yeah, I'm terrible at computers. I only know porn. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, if there's probably a way to search for porn and get us, too, because we find some we get indecent proposals all the time.
Vic, how do you think I learned how to work my way around a computer?
Yeah. Hey, at least it's got a practical use, right?
Yeah. I think they're making a new scratch and sniff computer. I don't know.
Oh, geez. I don't know. You know, I think I saw that in Micro Center this week. They got a little attachment. Thumb pad. Oh, man. Another martini.
He caught me totally off guard with his computer tip.
I tell you.
Totally caught me off guard.
Gotta love Vic.
You know, some of our listeners actually admit to learning something. Speaking of taking me off guard, learning something from listening to Motormouth Radio.
Who's that?
Believe it or not. Here's one of our callers. His name is Chris, and he actually admitted to learning such a thing. Check it out on the Extravaganza.
Yeah.
There you go, my brother.
All right. Well, I feel so much more educated now. I can't believe it. I always feel more intelligent when I speak to you guys.
That's so nice.
You know, that's going straight on the next promo we're going to do, right?
What the?
Say it one more time clearly, please.
Yes. What was I going to say?
You were going to say how much more educated you feel after you talk to the Motormouths.
I cannot tell you how much more intelligent I feel from talking to you guys, ironically enough.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
I wear my Motormouth t-shirt every once in a while, too.
Nice.
And people point and laugh.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you dork.
Yeah, I wear mine too. And people say, hey, where are you from, Boston? Like, yeah.
Which one do you click?
I actually had a coworker of mine was tuning in just from channel surfing and heard our conversation about the crack house last week.
Oh, lucky you. And Chris looks good in that shirt now in the back of the room. There he is. How you doing, buddy? Another round for him.
You caught him totally off guard with asking him to push the show. I loved it.
That's... We learned something as well, right?
You know, every time I walk away from every hour of doing Motormouth Radio, I do learn something. I think I learn more than...
That's when you get the glassy look in your eyes and your head spins around and you just collapse, right?
And you smell that smoke.
That's what it is.
Or you smell the antifreeze. Like,
you see? You got the antifreeze candle, right? Yeah, I'm not crazy.
Definitely.
What is more crazy?
Ray really does have a candle burning here in the studio. What is that? Simply...
It's supposed to be raspberry, but this was the candle my wife has that made me think it was burned antifreeze in the house.
It smells like antifreeze.
Yeah. And you know, Johnny, our famous host over here at the establishment, said it was okay to burn this as long as we have three firemen and a paramedic standing by. So that's what these big guys with coats are. And those hoses, that's it's okay.
You know, with our callers becoming more intelligent, it seems to be coming at the expense of the Motormouth Radio hosts, actually.
No.
Yeah. Well, the Extravaganza would not be complete without a tantrum from me.
No, that's true.
You know, I have to freak out at least once a year. But here's a promise I asked my co-host Ray to keep back in February. If I owned a vehicle
with a steering wheel warmer.
Yeah.
I still feel that way.
And I still want mine.
Check it out here on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, where the party is going strong. So this is what I ran into this week, talking to this good friend of mine, highly intelligent automotive guy, telling me that his SUV is not equipped with a steering wheel warmer.
I think, since knowing how warm-blooded you are, I think if you were to drive a car in the winter with a heated steering wheel, you'd be hooked. Because that's what happened to me with these heated seats.
Right. Here's the scenario I want to paint for you.
Okay.
If we're playing the back nine in Augusta,
mm-hmm.
and I turn and look at you and I say, you know what's better than these white polyester pants I'm wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that big old fat SUV I got back there and that heated steering wheel.
That's what you say now.
If I do that, I want you to put your arm around me, walk me off the course, get me to the bar, buy me a drink, and we're going to salute the second, the day, the moment I've lost my mind.
Salute.
All right.
Well, yeah, I'll have to wake myself up first because neither one of us play golf. So that's the first thing we'll have to do. But then again, I could see myself playing golf. That could be pretty...
You would look good in white polyester pants, I'll tell you.
No. I want the plaid polyester pants. I want the white belt. Yeah, that's what
the
I want.
White belt. And the white shoes?
I had golf shoes, yeah. I had a white, one of those skinny white leather ties back in the 80s.
And you have it now.
And
I think I've seen it on you now.
No, I got rid of the white tie. And I used to wear it with a black and white striped shirt. It was real like, I felt like Nick Lowe or something when I wore that. Yeah. I actually have a picture of me. It was white, black pants, black and white striped shirt, white thin leather tie, and maybe it was a white belt. God. Yeah, well, listen, belly up to the bar, I owe you that drink, since you're wearing those polyester pants today, aren't you?
That's because I successfully lost my mind.
All right.
Haven't gotten the car with the steering wheel warmer in it yet.
No, but I used my heated seats yesterday, though, because my back was hurting.
You did?
I did yesterday. In May, I used the heated seats.
And did you soil yourself like I always do?
It just felt so good.
When you soil yourself?
Just like this martini is going to make me feel right now.
It's the Motor
Thanks,
Mouth.
Pedro.
It's the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. You know,
who's next?
I can't go through a rant without my co-host going through a rant.
You know? Which is not that often, I gotta say.
Here's a rant which Ray pulled off when he got pulled.
Yeah, what the heck was that about?
You're gonna check it out right now on the Motor Mouth Mother's Day Extravaganza.
My old man told me, he said, when you reach 40, you can see the furnace. And I says, what do you mean by that? He says, we're all on a conveyor belt.
Mm.
And at the end of the conveyor belt is this doom.
That Soylent Green, what did I tell you?
That no one gets out alive. So he says, by 50, you can smell the burning. By 60, you can feel the heat. Well, it just coincides with my theory. I always feel that after 40, you could do anything a 20-year-old can do, only you require a nap.
Well, or you need twice as much time. You need
right. You know. But I always feel like, you know, when you're 20, males that when they're 20, they think about sex all the time and never think about a nap.
Right.
Right. When they're 30, they think about sex all the time and a nap is not bad.
Uh-huh.
When you're 40, you think about sex and a nap pretty much equally.
Sometimes at the same time.
Right. So exactly. So if a beautiful woman walks up to me and says, "You look tired. You need a nap." My night's done.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
At 50, sex is okay, but that nap.
Yeah, you know, I do. You're hitting the nail on the head because I do value my naps. We've spoke about this, and sometimes I need just a nice little power nap of 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
At 60, you can forget about sex. That nap is all you're looking for, baby.
You know, if it goes much past that, then you wake up kind of groggy, like, oh, yeah. I did that last night. You know, before we get into the car stuff.
Oh, well, this is a car show?
I played the wrong bit.
Yeah, listen, you know, Enzo the engineer back there, we got to smack him around a little bit because this guy screwed us all up, got us out of sequence.
You know, that
yeah,
was
another jello shot.
That was when we were talking about old age and
exactly.
sex. And
yes, and the lack thereof.
Because we talk about stuff like that like
all
this
the time.
Show. But we are going to go to Ray's rant right after these good words here at the Motor Mouth Radio.
I want to get pulled, man.
And you do get pulled.
Thank you.
Right here at Motor Mouth Radio. It's the Mother's Day Extravaganza, playing the best bits of 07 and 08.
The Motor Mouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
This is a potted plant. You can't see it because this is radio.
You're listening to the Motor Mouths. $626,000 investors.
That's how many people SIPC has helped since 1970.
$505 million. Over $500 million.
That's how much SIPC has made available from its reserves to help investors.
Over $15 billion.
That's how much SIPC has made it possible for investors to recover.
Just what is SIPC? It's the Securities Investor Protection Corporation, an investor's first line of defense in the unlikely event that a brokerage firm fails.
It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, SIPC is there for real people like me.
And me.
And you. Take the time to learn more about SIPC at www.sipc.org.
Let the Motormouths help you with all your car questions at 516-572-7440.
Welcome back to Motormouth Radio. We are taking those calls. 516-572. We are not taking those calls.
No, we're not. We're not. I'm doing it again. Listen.
Yeah, I'm doing it again.
Sit with Enzo. Have another glass of vino because I think he's had three bottles already, and you need more.
I'm mentally breaking down as the Motormouth Mother's Day extravaganza goes on. Let's go right to Ray's rant right here where Ray gets pulled. I have the correct one selected here, and we're going to hear it on the extravaganza. Check it out.
You can make statistics say what you want or what you don't want, depending how you word it. And my question is, so you having taken statistics class, I always ask, is that data significantly, statistically significant?
Which
means it's been worked out, you know, with the math and whatnot.
And the fact that 46% of all people polled say statistics really don't work.
See, but that's that's the whole thing. I mean, when I actually had a call one day. They called me at home and they wanted to do a poll. And, of course, they pre-polled me. yeah.
Did it hurt?
Not too bad. No,
okay.
Did you walk it off? Small polls, yeah. Hey, after what I've been through now, no problem. I got all the stuff for that. You kidding me? I told Linda, I said, I go to jail, no problem. I'm not afraid of nobody now. Come on, honey. I don't care. Take me away, Mama. I'm going in. But anyway, let's not digress onto my other maladies.
You just did.
No, let's not. These people... Take a breath. These people pre... Ow. Let me change.
Ow.
Oh, you say ow, huh? Yeah, go on. Laugh it up, funny boy. Yeah. Anyway, these people, I won't say I'll change my wording. They pre-questioned me before the significant questions. And basically the pre-questioning led me into a corral of either I was going to be pro what they wanted or anti what they wanted.
Okay.
And I said, I've been polled before. They know. So it was all like, you know, political stuff. Let's say if you were, you know, pro Bush or whatever. And that's how they do those phone things. So, you know what? Get a Preparation H treatment.
Ow! I was in pain.
Ow!
You were talking about pain. I was in pain.
Yeah, but you know, those couple months we did go to prison last year. It wasn't bad, I told you, right? It was no big deal. It's easy.
That's when you heard that obscure pet show on Thursdays and Sundays.
Dude, stand it on my head.
It's the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, playing the best bits of 2007-2008, our gift to you and all those mothers out there.
And we should say thanks to Gumdrops for hosting this show today.
They cater a good show, don't they?
They sure do.
Hey, you know, speaking of useless items like Gumdrops, Rich Wisniewski was here. He's the host of the forum. He came into the studio to discuss the most useless automotive option. And here's how it sounded on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Until one day a couple of years ago, it was really cold in the morning, and I put that heated seat button on, and in about 8 to 10 minutes, I went, whoa.
Yeah. And you needed to pee. Don't tell me that.
No, it's you.
Rich Wisniewski is here with a comment.
Most useless.
function or add-on in a vehicle. Is that the question?
Yes.
How about the DVD screen on the driver's side headrest?
No, that's fine for the person sitting behind you.
No, no, no. They have DVD screens on your side.
Forward-facing.
Forward-facing driver's side headrest DVD screens.
That's not for a man to use. That's for a woman only, and I'll tell you how I know that.
Uh-oh. Because you live with women?
No, well, women have eyes in the back of their heads.
Ah.
See? That's what that's for.
Well, that's more grandmothers only, or...
No, get married. You'll have a wife one day, and you'll see she has eyes in the back of her head, because she'll know everything you do.
Yes, they do. And I see mine over there. Hi, Lynn, how you doing? Yeah, look, you're driving home today, okay?
It's the extravaganza going on. Let's keep the bits going right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza. You know, we've noticed over time that it doesn't take too much skill to host Motormouth Radio, but it does take mostly luck. This is for sure.
I'll say.
Here's a bit where we having some luck with our vehicles made really all the difference.
Have another shot.
The
go
difference.
On.
Check it out. So it's really nice when you can solve a whole series of problems just with one part change.
That's called dumb luck.
Oh, you betcha. And that's
but we take it.
Oh,
we take it.
Any way we can.
Yes.
Talk about dumb luck. Guess where the car died? In the driveway.
Which, that you can't ask for any better.
The car died in front of the garage. How can I get aggravated over that?
There must be somebody looking over the Motormouth studio, because with my Fiat, again, the last problem I had was with that car a few weeks ago, and it died in front of the house. I was pulling away from the house, and it died, and I just pushed it back in front of the house and said, there you stay. Pushed it in the driveway, fixed it, you know, pushed it out again to work on someone else's car, pushed it back in the driveway, and it was great.
And we're always touting, you know, you never die. Your car never dies in front of your house. Dies in front of your house. And we had two deaths within the span of 2 weeks in
all
front of our house.
All related to you. And I think I was getting, that's why I was getting so freaked out when I was coming home on the parkway that one day, and I had smoke pouring through my dashboard, thinking I was going to burst into flames, have to leave the car on the parkway and get, you know, one of the highway guys to tell me. And I said, no, got to get home, got to get home. And I got the car home by sheer determination and stupidity, because I should have, my oil rights, got out and ran, and I didn't. I stayed with the ship. Call me Nemo.
Bullet holes riddled through the side of it. You're flying it back.
I'm like Sonny Corleone, you know? I'm driving through the toll booth.
You can't get me.
You would change the plot of The Godfather. You'd make it back home.
Of course, yeah. I'd get home, die on the couch. Right. Mama! Poof. Yeah. Ruin everybody's day.
Yeah, that...
Look what he did to my boy.
Look what he did to my couch.
Yeah, it's even better. Actually,
we definitely made that up right on the fly.
Wow.
The Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza moving right along, keeping the bits going.
We got a spot on, like, a big part in Broadway, I think. We can do a little off-Broadway stuff.
That was just classic. I love the way we went from one subject to another to another to another to The Godfather.
Of course. Always ends with The Godfather.
You know, even though there's a certain amount of luck and skill, the Motormouths still have a question about passion. And here we are discussing what the allurement is towards all kinds of sports.
Yeah, okay.
Check it out.
Anybody in any hobby, whether it be cars, motorcycles, boats, trucks, trains, planes, rockets, I don't care what it is, anybody who takes that step to buy the clothing and make their car look like it, they're getting scary. Getting scary.
Remember Ray Guarino?
Yeah.
Cards and letters, not Chris Switzer.
I'm in the right mood. You call me. Talk to you about it. You know, it's a psychological thing. It's an extension. You want to be, you know, you're a fan. Like, oh, football. Guys with football do the same thing.
Fair enough.
How many guys, come on, Giants jerseys, Jets jerseys, and you know, they live for the moment.
Yeah, that's something I never understood. Why would you wear the name of someone else on the back of you?
Going back to my high school days, man, the glory days.
Yeah, now you're 480 pounds. You drink like three gallons of beer in a sitting. Eat more chips per minute than anybody I know. Yeah, your glory days. And they're the best armchair quarterbacks, these guys. Yeah, they'll tell you. They'll double talk the game.
I can't understand. And it's true. This didn't turn into a sports.
And same as hockey and baseball.
How could anybody watch Mike and the Mad Dog on the YES Network? It's bad enough you got to listen to him. But they got it on television.
Mikey, I tell you. Yeah.
They got it on TV. You're going to watch them talk about sports It's like
Casey Stengel was the best coach ever in history.
It's like listening to someone talk about cars. Okay, maybe.
I think you crossed the line there. I think that you just put a hole in your foot there, buddy. No, but you know what? We talk about cars, but we'll talk about the football and baseball guys too. You know? Hey, let's face it. Car guys do the same thing. Bench racing is one of the most popular sports there ever was and ever will be.
That's how NASCAR got started.
Oh, well, that in moonshine.
Yeah, but if you think about it, that's how drag racing, that's how the NHRA got started.
Yes.
You know, my car's faster than your car.
Right.
My car beat Jesus out of your car.
I'm going to go and prove it.
We'll go right. We'll go right. Race for Panks.
Thunder Road, buddy. Thunder Road. I tell you, some real good improv on that one.
Jumping from one subject to the other to the other, and that's what makes Motormouth Radio.
What are we talking about?
I have no clue.
Listen, what are we doing here at Gumdrops? I don't know. Lunch is good, though, let me tell you.
Well, we've come to the end of the line, the last bit of the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza, and of course, we wouldn't have it unless Tom Portese sings us out.
Absolutely.
Now, you weren't here for this. We were talking about this.
Yeah, we argued about this one, but Tom, I'm curious to hear it.
You weren't here for it. You were recovering. I think you had some plumbing issues, some indoor plumbing issues that you needed to...
Called jaundice. We'll hear this for the first time.
Happy Mother's Day to all your moms. You're done. Yes,
wherever you are. Happy
wherever you are. Have a good one. This is it, the last one. Tom Portese sings us out on the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Tom, you want to sing us out again?
Oh, my God.
What do you want to do? We got about a minute.
I'm just an old Hank guy. You know,
I
love Hank.
Come on. You know, we don't ever miss.
You're supporting me now. You're not just here to laugh at me.
No, I would never laugh. Believe me, you made the Mother's Day show. You made the highlight tape.
He had a song called Long Gone Lonesome Blues. It's really deep. It's I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. But when I got to the river, so lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord. And then I jumped in the river, but the goddamn river was dry. Well, she's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. I had me a woman. She couldn't be true. She made me for my money and she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on, but my lean post done left and gone. Well, she's alone, gone, and now I'm lonesome blue.
You can't do it better than that.
Number in Nassau County is 516.
Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Dennis Kulak in for Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Come back.
Yes.
Turn off the phones now.
That looks like it.
And I'm back.
And he's back. And he's pissed.
So let's thank everybody. Let's thank our moms. Let's thank our wives. Let's thank our kids. Let's thank you, Chris. We'll thank Enzo, the technician, for putting this together. Thank you for producing this, compiling the bits, writing up the script. MCing it for us. You did a great job.
Thank you, Ray, for being the greatest co-host on the face of the earth.
You said to all your co-hosts. You just did.
The ones who are still living.
Exactly. Or not in witness protection.
Right, the ones we could find.
Right. Well, we'll do it again next year with your help.
We're not doing this again until next year.
Now, it's another plate of ribs, another amaretto martini, whatever you're drinking. I want one for the house. I want everybody out here. All our friends are gonna celebrate with us.
This is Motormouth Radio. We'll talk on
Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.